You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, joined today by my dear friend and colleague, Heidi Walker. Heidi is the COO for the Salt Lake Chamber, and we get to work together every day. Heidi, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jason. I'm honored.
Well, let's wait till the interview is done. You might regret those words. Heidi, we are talking today about the Chamber's 130th anniversary. Can you talk a little bit about, for anyone who doesn't know, what the Chamber of Commerce does, the Salt Lake Chamber does, for our community? What is this organization? You and I know it very well, but some listeners may not know what the Chamber is.
Okay, great. Well, I'm honored to have you invite me to your show today, Jason. The Salt Lake Chamber, as you mentioned, we're celebrating 130 years as the largest business association in the state of Utah. And as a business association, our efforts are to try and reach out to members and try and help them across the state with issues that range from public policy issues to growth issues to employee issues and development to related issues that are particular to their particular environment. Today, I'm back in Little Rock, Arkansas, meeting with other chambers of commerce. And it seems that the issues that are pretty consistent across the nation, including workforces being one of the top issues that we're all dealing with.
Yeah, so this is something that I know you and other leaders at the Chamber have spent a lot of time thinking with. How do we make sure we have the right employees, the right number of employees, the right skill set, trained? And I think if I'm remembering correctly, you're on the board of the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, which is the meeting that you're at right now in Little Rock, talking with some of your colleagues across the country.
That's correct. The American Chamber of Commerce Executives. That's correct.
American Chamber of Commerce Executives. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been out here all week. Well, actually, for the last 24 hours, meeting together and sharing trends and trying to understand good best practices that we can take back to our individual chambers and see if we can make a difference.
That's great. So kind of anything that helps to improve the economy, helps make Utah businesses more successful, that's what the Chamber of Commerce focuses on, the Salt Lake Chamber focuses on.
That's correct.
Okay. And I think in the spirit of full disclosure, I should mention that the Downtown Alliance is a strategic partner of the Salt Lake Chamber, so our offices are together. So we actually know each other really, really well. We get to work together every single day.
Yes. My favorite part of the day is seeing Jason.
Oh, you're so nice. You have to say that because you're on the radio with me right now.
Not true.
So, Heidi, you're flying back today because a big event on Friday, the Chamber is celebrating 130 years. And that, I mean, the Salt Lake Chamber is actually older than the U.S. Chamber, older than a lot of other organizations. Can you talk a little bit about what the Chamber has done and how the Chamber may have evolved over the last century plus 30 years?
Sure. I also wanted to mention the Chamber was established before Utah was even granted statehood.
Wow.
So that's another feature.
That's pretty cool.
So, it is pretty cool, and it's been a really great experience preparing for this 130th. About a year ago, we met with the team and some of our volunteers and asked them the questions. If we could do anything we wanted to celebrate 130 years and to celebrate great businesses and our members, what would it be? And we threw a huge bunch of ideas on the board, and it's been really fun to see some of those come to be. We have been preparing for a new addition to our Common Ground History Book. And our Common Ground History Book was the first 100 years. And we prepared the addendum, the last 30 years celebrating business during kind of the Lane Beatty era. And that will be a book that will be given away at our gala to all of the attendees and then made available online as well. But we've been able to find some fun stories from history that we didn't know about. When we wrote the 100-year history book, we didn't realize that the chamber dated back to 1887. And at that point, it lived for a few years, but then after a few years, it went away and came back as in about 1902 as the Salt Lake Chamber, and they built the Commercial Club building. And in 1909, a time capsule was inserted in the cornerstone lane of the building. I guess there was a Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey circus passing by, which caused a good group crowd to crowd around the Cornerstone building. But this time capsule we just opened last week, and we had some historians help us open and look at some of the details inside that we will officially open online, or let's see, in front of the audience on Friday night.
Very cool.
And we're excited. So the contents will also be displayed in the lobby after the event as well. So we're excited about that. Gary Herbert, our governor, has declared April 23rd through the 28th as Salt Lake Chamber Week. We're excited to see that. We have we ask Eric Dowdle, the local folk artist, to create a celebration of business puzzle, or actually a painting, commemorative painting that he's then converted into a puzzle to give away to everyone that night as well. But it has been really fun to find the stories and then to have other businesses share their stories and about their history here in Utah, and realize just how great it is to be in a place where we have amazing people, amazing businesses, really working together to make a difference.
And working for a really long time. Are there any businesses? I only ask questions if I know the answer in full mm-hmm. candor. I don't know the answer to this, and maybe you won't either. Are there any businesses that have been associated with the chamber or have been members for 130 years?
Mm-hmm. So there's some of them, a lot of it. We looked this up with the Department of Commerce, and so there's a lot of associations out there. There's a lot of businesses, the longer businesses have been part of the chamber for, you know, most of the time they've been here.
Right.
Organizations like Zions Bank and
right.
the other banks for security was involved in the early 1900s. So we have a lot of those traditional businesses that have been great supporters to so many nonprofits into our community that have long been represented with the Salt Lake Chamber.
Yeah, that longitudinal history is so interesting, and something that not a lot of other organizations, particularly in the Western United States, can say, because we're kind of newer in the Western United States. But to have an organization that's 130 years old is a pretty big deal and pretty unusual.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And we're proud of it. We're proud of it. We're proud of what we've been able to do every day that we come into the office and the great things that we get to be part of. We're proud of the collaborative nature of our community. It makes us all better. And there are other communities that are very envious about, you know, what we have.
Yeah, I've told people this before. I think it's a real strength. We love consensus. Like, we like to have everybody feeling good about the direction that we're headed. And as a business community, there seems to be an aesthetic that drives decision-making here that may be different in other communities, because we really do like to work together, and people really do like each other and like to partner and find ways to be successful. I really don't think that happens in a lot of other major cities.
I agree. We're very fortunate.
I want to take just a moment, and then maybe we can talk about it a little bit more in the second half of the show. You and I both work for Lane Beatty, who is the president of the chamber and also the president of the Downtown Alliance. When you were talking about Common Ground, the book that describes the history of the chamber, you said that the addendum that has been prepared that kind of takes it from 100 years on, in some ways kind of the Lane Beatty years. So Lane has been an important factor for many, many reasons. He was the chief Olympic officer for the state. He was the president of the Utah Senate, incredibly successful realtor. How would you describe the past, I don't know, almost two decades of his leadership at the chamber? What do you think his biggest strengths have been in leading the Salt Lake Chamber for the past several years?
I think Lane is a brilliant negotiator.
Yeah.
He has skills. He's able to see both sides of issues and bring people together and address issues and concerns. And I think they all feel better for it. Lane is a gifted speaker. He's a gifted leader. He sees things that other people don't see. He is able and often doesn't get credit for the great things that he does behind the scenes, because he quietly just makes a huge difference in our community. He's been with us since a little bit, I think it was 2003 that yeah. he joined us. He serves on the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Board. He previously served on the American Chamber of Commerce Board as well. And he is asked to speak throughout our country on issues that are important to leaders. He is, with his background in the Senate and his background in the Chamber, and with the Olympics, he's often called on because he carries those three great experiences in his past to speak all around the world.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate to have him in our community. There's a book that was written called him it's part of a, I think it's called The Utah Statesman is what the book is, but it really describes the great influence he has had on our community. And Jason, you and I know that we are both very lucky to learn from him and be mentored by him every day.
Yeah. A colleague of ours, Natalie Gochner, who is the Chamber's chief economist, was talking about him one time, and it really struck me. I was asking her, like, what, and I've said this before publicly, Lane's almost seems magical in some ways in his ability mm-hmm. to solve issues. And I asked mm-hmm. Natalie what she thought that strength was, and she said Lane really truly loves people. Like, he genuinely just loves people. And it comes through when he's negotiating or when he's talking with you, or and I don't know how you catalog love or how you quantify that, but it's a real mm-hmm. strength and a real power. When I teach a class at the U on negotiation, and I always bring Lane up as this unique talent for being able to solve problems, because he genuinely does just love people, and it's such a unique strength in our world today. Not that many people have that strength.
And you know, Jason, I was just talking to a gentleman here who said to me he wanted to tell me his Lane Beatty experience.
Yeah.
Of passing through and just wanting a quick meeting with Lane, and Lane canceling everything else he had for the day to take this person through our state, you know, to show them the Olympic sites and to take them to Park City and all around Salt Lake. And that is just Lane. He remembers details. He remembers the people. And that's why he's perfect for the job.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Heidi Walker. Heidi is the Chief Operating Officer of the Salt Lake Chamber. The Chamber is celebrating a very important 130th anniversary this week with a gala at the Eccles Theater. We will take a quick break, and then we will come back with Heidi.
You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. For podcasts and more local shows and lectures, follow us on iTunes or visit the Local Shows tab at kcpw.org.
You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. This is a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Joining me today is my dear friend, really one of my favorite people in the world, Heidi Walker. Heidi is the Chief Operating Officer for the Salt Lake Chamber. The Salt Lake Chamber is a strategic partner of the Downtown Alliance. We work together every day. I actually have a role with the Chamber, too, that I'm very proud of being an Executive Vice President there. And Heidi and I together get to help lead the Chamber along with Lane Beatty and Dan Brimhall, our Chief Financial Officer. A big week for the Chamber. Heidi, you've put a lot of thought into the gala that's going to happen on Friday. I know that tickets, I think, have sold out, but maybe you can describe to people a little bit about what you're planning that night in addition to the opening of the time capsule.
Oh, sure. I, one, have to give props to our amazing team. We've had people working around the clock to put this all together, so they need their props as well. Jackie Sexton, our Vice President of Events, and our great team members who have really gone above and beyond what the expectation would be. But yes, on Friday night, so from 5:30 to 7, we will have decade parties, again, celebrating our 130 years. And so, for instance, you'll find the 1920s with the speakeasy and entertainer being played on the piano and food to match from Cuisine Unlimited. Cuisine's done a great job to really try and capture the decade experience. So in the 1970s, you'll have the TV dinners along with music that is appropriate for that time. So we'll have those decade parties going on. At 7 o'clock, the program will begin, and we have three great entertainers that are coming in, Gentry, local Utah friends, Lisa Hopkins, Seg Miller, a Tony Award-winning, Grammy-nominated talent that is coming in to sing for us, and Lee Greenwood as well. Lee Greenwood, known for his long time history and talent in entertainment, and we're excited to have him. We also ask KUED to help us with some great celebration videos featuring businesses in our community and celebrating their success. And it will be hosted by our past board chairs, who have really been part of the real planning for this event. We really appreciate them. At about 8:30, when the jazz game starts, for the playoffs, we'll have dessert parties going on and be able to show some of the jazz games as well throughout the theater. But we expect about 1,500 people to join us in Black Tie Affair, and it will be just a fun evening. We hope you can join us.
A great celebration. I want to just point out for a moment sort of who the MCs of this evening are as the past chairs.
Sure.
This is really the who's who of Utah's business community. So Scott Anderson with Zions Bank, Kemp Gardner with the Gardner Companies, formerly with Boyer, you know, people, and also some small businesses as well. So Terry Buckner, you know,
the Buckner Group.
So it's a great, it's a great mix of large and small businesses who have helped to contribute to the chamber. And Heidi, I want to take just a second to highlight some of the chamber's incredible successes over the many years. So it's so fitting that it's ending at 8:30 in time for the Jazz playoffs game, because the reason the Jazz came to Utah in the first place was because a former chamber president, Fred Ball, and others in the community went to New Orleans and made a pitch and said, we need to have this NBA basketball team. The Jazz coming to our community, and of course, many, many people, hundreds of thousands of people, and have contributed over the years, but their first decision to come to Utah was really a chamber-led initiative.
That's right. And our history shows us that. It actually shows that Fred Ball and some of the other early leaders helped sell tickets to those first games. And again, it's realizing the chamber represents business, and the business communities, we would not be the chamber without business around us. And so we may have our leaders that are on the tip of the spear for some of these things, but it's really that we're backed by amazing business leaders who are committed to our community, who are committed to business and committed to growing what we have here. So we couldn't do anything without the businesses that we represent.
Well, and I want to be clear, too, although it's called the Salt Lake Chamber, really it's a statewide chamber. I mean, there are members from every county in the state. There are members from other states who participate. But this is really a regional organization. It's not just Salt Lake City or even Salt Lake County.
And, you know, we're so fortunate to have a great relationship with so many of the chambers throughout the state. The Salt Lake Chamber also houses the State Chamber Association and help support that group. We have leaders throughout the state, chambers who care about, you know, helping grow their own businesses in their own community. So over 70 chambers in our state. And we are just real fortunate to have the collaborative spirit that we have with all of those chambers, again, working for one goal, and that is to create a strong business voice in the state of Utah.
Yeah. I want to also point out how fitting it is that this celebration of 130 years of business leadership is taking place at the Eccles Theater. I've shared this story before. Before I got my job with the Chamber and Downtown Alliance, I was working at Intermountain Healthcare. I was out to lunch one day, walking down Main Street. I saw a crowd of people assembled in the newspaper agency corporation offices. And it was a, I don't want to put, you know, I don't want to be mean-spirited, but it was kind of a dump. Like, it was not a nice place. And yet you had H. David Burton, the presiding bishop. You had Governor Huntsman at the time. You had Lane Beatty. You had, I think, Ralph Becker, who all stood in this spot and said, we are building a world-class theater in this location. And I wasn't even associated with the chamber. I just was sort of drawn in with this big crowd of people who was attending this media event. But the chamber led the effort to get the Eccles Theater built. I mean, that would not have happened but for chamber leadership and pushing to say, this is an amenity that our community needs. And boy, has that been borne out over the last, since November, since it opened. It has been incredible since this past fall to see what an impact that has made for our city. So how appropriate it is to celebrate the chamber's successes in one of the chamber's successes at the Eccles Theater.
You know, this, you are right, Jason, as far as what a celebration opportunity for us to really, I think that they told us this is one of the first private events of this size that they've had. And I'm just thrilled that it could be the chamber doing this, like you said, the chamber and the business community behind this. But I think that's the one thing about the Eccles Theater is we are all so proud of it. And that's it. It has provided an opportunity for all of us to be proud, just like we have been of all the other great opportunities and great buildings in City Creek and some of the others that have worked so hard to make our community a better place. But we're honored, we're proud of what we have here, and it's going to be a great evening to be able to celebrate in the Eccles Theater.
Absolutely. And we should point out too that the Eccles Theater is so closely connected. In fact, the lobbies truly are open to each other with 111, and how great our partners at CCRI and PRI have been in opening up that space for us. And many people don't know this, but the financing for the Eccles Theater really came from the construction of that office tower and additional taxes that are paid on that parcel that are going directly to pay the public costs for that theater. So there's this great synergy where you have a public entity like the city and county coming together to build the theater. You have a private entity like CCRI. You have leadership from a nonprofit, which was the Chamber and Downtown Alliance. That's what makes Utah great in so many ways, from my perspective, is people truly coming together for the common good to build a community that we can be proud of, that is good for business, it's a great place to live. As we wrap up, we've just got about a minute left, Heidi. I just want to mention that the Salt Lake Chamber is unique in many ways because we do have a huge policy focus. We don't just care about hosting, you know, mingles or getting networking. That's important, and we do that. But the Chamber is really a voice for moderate, thoughtful, constructive policy, whether that's on education or financing of roads or anything that helps our community grow. And I just want to point that out because I don't know that everyone understands how unique the Salt Lake Chamber is in leading that policy effort.
And we are unique. Regionally, it gives us an opportunity to speak in a different way because of that policy influence. It makes us different than other chambers and other business associations because policy has been such a focus, and that goes back to Lane's influence and his leadership and his background that really provided us an opportunity to really enhance our government affairs public policy focus for the Salt Lake Chamber. And you know, our opening line of our mission statement says we stand as the voice of business, and we have really taken on that role as the voice of business as we approach things on Capitol Hill with our local municipalities and with the community at large. That policy influence has been a great way to engage our members and to have them be engaged in what we're doing and make a difference.
Well, Heidi, congratulations on a big anniversary this week. I know you put a lot of work into this party, but more importantly, a lot of work over many, many years into making the Chamber a fantastic organization and really helping to improve Utah's business economy, business climate. So congratulations to you, everyone at the Chamber. Big anniversary, and we're excited to be part of the team.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate your support and friendship.
You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center.